This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Campbell Soup Company of New Jersey announced this week that it's acquiring Sovos Brands, maker of Rao's tomato sauce, in a deal valued at $2.7 billion. Rao's has its roots in a Harlem eatery that's known for being tough to get into, and its sauce in a jar is not cheap. This acquisition provides Campbell's with a foothold in the high-end pasta sauce market, which happens to be a growth area. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
A jar of Rao's marinara sauce can go for about $10. And while that's pricey by tomato sauce standards, Campbell's CEO Mark Klaus argues it's cheap if you compare it with going out for Italian.
How many people are spending $20 on a Italian meal that they're ordering from maybe not the best of restaurants? That consumer's the one, and that's a pretty broad base. That's the opportunity.
And with the economic future more iffy, people who've been going out a lot will likely eat in more. But they'll still want it to taste like they're eating out, says Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Diana Rosero Pena.
That is a way for people to kind of rationalize being able to, okay, I'm saving money not going out, so I'm going to probably spend a little bit more money on better ingredients.
Rosero Pena notes that premium pasta sauce sales are growing faster than sales of regular price sauce. And Campbell's Mark Klaus says that only 14% of households in the U.S. buy Rao's products now.
And that's really in the Campbell's wheelhouse, right? Our opportunity to market and drive awareness and household penetration is really a strong core competency.
Because while it may be hard to get a reservation at the original Rao's restaurant, Campbell's wants people everywhere to be able to buy all the $10 jars of sauce that they want. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.